Good morning. We're here in Chayyadim, Hilchos Shabbos, and we finished Klal Beis, and we want to clear, just add a few more points in regards to the Lachos of Atmona. The Chayyadim does say that he's going to talk about it more later on in Klal Chaf, but if you notice the rate of the Shurim, that's going to be a while until we get there. So one point where we left off is we say that we follow the approach of the Ramah that Atmona b'mixis is mutter. So how do we define Hatmana b'mixis? Do we look at the container, as long as part of the container is not totally insulated, so therefore it's considered Hatmana b'mixis? And we did point out that it can't just be a little minute amount which is left open, but if a noticeable amount is open, so a person, for example, has a percolator and an urn, and they have these jackets which come, it's an insulator to put over the urn to keep it, so it goes over the top, goes all the way down the sides, down to the bottom, to where the heating element is. So basically everything is covered. So there's a little gap which allows the spigot at the bottom to protrude. That's not enough to say, well, there's a masha who is a very small amount which is uncovered. That's not sufficient. The person would take the bottom of it and roll it up a little bit, so there's a band at an inch high all the way around which is uncovered. That's a significant amount, and that's sufficient to say it's called Hatmana b'mixis. But do we look at the level of do we look at the container, or do we look at the food? So a person has a baby bottle which they prepared the night before, and they put it in the fridge. The woman has expressed milk and put it into a bottle. It's in the fridge. And in the middle of the night, they wake up, and the baby's crying, so they want to take the bottle on Shabbos to put some hot water in a cup, put the bottle into the hot water for a few moments, and allow the milk to warm up to room temperature, and give it to the baby. So they put the bottle in this water. They submerge it into the water. So they cannot submerge the bottle totally. That would be clearly hot water. You're taking a heating source, the hot water, which is a heating source, like we mentioned, and you're submerging the bottle in order to heat it. That's you're doing a hot water on Shabbos, not even to be maimed hevel, but to be moisef hevel. Clearly, usher. Well, you say, well, the bottle will protrude above the level of the water. That's what happens. It's buoyant, and it will protrude above the level of the water. So the bottle will definitely, unless you actively submerge it, the bottle will protrude above. But it doesn't mean the sound that the milk inside the bottle will protrude above. The milk might be totally submerged. So Moshe Feinstein, in a series of shuls, he talks about the lechos of Atmana, felt that was problematic. Since the food is totally submerged, that's not called Hatmana b'mixis, that's called Hatmana b'kuloi. Even though the kli, which is holding the milk, is not totally submerged. So you look at the food, not at the kli. Other person disagree with the Moshe, and they say that's not true. That, as we mentioned multiple times, Chazal discussed Hatmana in the context of the kli. The kli is what you're being matman. You're not being matman the food, you're being matman the kli. If we look at the food as hatmana, so we should argue that the pot itself is a form of hatmana on the food. But we don't say that. We look at the kli, and therefore they feel that a person, as long as the kli protrudes above the hatmana situation, in our example, so that is sufficient. Many places can follow that opinion, a person can rely on that opinion. There's something known as a suvi, which I do not do, a sous vide, where they had to cook the meat to become very tender. Instead of cooking at a high temperature, they take meat, they vacuum wrap it in plastic, they submerge it in water, which has a temperature of 150 degrees or something of that sort, and it sits in there for a very, very long time. So that would be a situation where it's totally submerged. The water is functioning as a moisef hevel. So a person cannot leave a sous vide going into Shabbos, that would be a form of Hatmana. If Hatmana is done, we mentioned to hold the food together. The Shulchan Aruch discusses a case where I'm being matman something to protect it from getting dirty. The thing shouldn't fall in it, or it shouldn't burn out. My goal isn't to add heat. It says, the primary reason Rashi takes that, he says, so why isn't there, why isn't the pot a form of hatmon on the food? And he says, because the reason why we have the pot is to hold the food, not to necessarily cook it better. The reason we have the pot is to keep the liquid in, not to add heat. This way it shouldn't burn out. The reason why we cover the pot on top, we put the cover on top, you don't want to mix this, it's a problem. Why isn't putting the cover on the pot a problem? Things shouldn't fall into the pot, the pot shouldn't burn out. We have many other reasons why we do that as well. So that's some of the other points you wanted to add in regards to that mana. One last thing we mentioned that we want to discuss, the issue of closing an oven. When there's food inside, opening and closing an oven. Is there a problem of opening and closing an oven in general? That potentially you're affecting the thermostat. We need to clarify that point. The Bessie Shem will do that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.